Hello.
Hi, Frank. Sorry about that. At least I let you know beforehand it was going to kick us off. So
No. You knew it because we knew it was 55 minutes. You said half an hour. That was sure.
Yeah.
I always trying to keep a track of timing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
which is fine. I don't think it should be an issue to get on that lead generation kind of situation. You say the customer will be calling me, which is good. I'll always get those calls.
Yes.
And also, if sometimes I'm kind of busy and stuff like that, I can always reply back to them or send me a text. Sometimes they leave a message, or sometimes they just text me or something. So, but anyways, the customer does. But with Jerry, I'm pretty sure you guys managed the leads that are getting because you guys keep on track of the leads. So someone, it will manage those leads. Now, I have another question for you.
Sure.
I bump into a lot of situations here and there, and I found out that these companies like yours, they usually don't use my phone number. What they use is another number linked to my number.
Okay. What do you mean
by
that?
So I don't... Like I'm with a company called Jodo.
Uh-huh.
Jodo, they manage my phone calls. How? Or they keep a track how many customers I get and everything else. Because what they do is they use a different number that links to my cell phone number.
Okay.
But on that number, the people, they only can call me. They cannot be able to send me a text, anything like that. So if the customer reach out to me, And they send me a text, that number they send me a text is going to come out like a landline.
Uh-huh.
Landline. So I will never get that text. So I want to make sure, before I'm making the decision, that my phone number will be showing, not a linking number or other number.
No,
it will be my cell phone number.
Yes, it'll be your number.
Yeah. I always like to make myself clear and clarify any inconvenience we might have before doing that decision, because I'm trying to do all the questions that I have that comes to my mind, and I get those questions answered before move forward. I don't wanna do the mistakes that we might not having a lot of experience on all this kind of stuff that we're doing right now. I got hit on the past really hard, and I've been draining a lot of money because my experience was not that great at the moment, and a lot of people take advantage of that on the less experience that my client might have. So, and it works for a little bit of time until you wake up and say, well, this is not working for me. You cancel back. But you leave a bad taste on the mouth from people that treat you that way, because at the end of the day, they will lose a client and I will never go back to them.
Right. No, I completely understand.
But most people just don't care and they don't see it that way. They just want to get that money for that moment and get the promotion at the moment.
Right.
They don't care what they get, so.
Right.
Hopefully
so,
you understand where I come from.
Yeah, definitely. No, I completely understand where you're coming from. I know there's a lot of people out there that, are, it's just not always the best. But, that's why we've been around for 17 years, Frank. I mean, I fully believe in the company I work with. I wouldn't be working here if I didn't. I can't help people out with their businesses if I don't believe in what I'm doing, right? So, but just to clarify with your number on there, so it's either your number or we can provide you a number. So it's whatever one you choose. So you can choose for a number or we can have your number. Okay, so it's either or.
I would like to I like to have my number. Because what happened is that if I get a different number, it's not going to work. I mean, this number, people recognize it for. I've been using this number for the past 22 years.
Yes.
So any customer that lost my number or anything like that, they can go to Google and say, well, I recognize the number. This is Frank's number. Even if a customer from the past just lost my information, But sometimes they look on my name and say, look, Frank's number's over here. He's Frank.
Right, right. I understand. I have had the same phone number for the past 14 years, so I get it. You know,
yeah,
that's,
so a lot
it's
of
like
people,
special.
Yeah. Yeah, I got numbers on my vans and vehicles, and I just passed by. I said, look, I lost your number, but I took a picture of your van, and I was able to find you that way. I found you on the road, back on the road, because it was one of the zip codes that I work in the area close to my house. You're like, I don't know where you live. I mean, so I took the number and then call you back because I need some work. So, yeah. Let's do that, and I was thinking now, so now the situation is that I have is that even though with the leads, I will not have those leads text to me or anything like that. That's the only downside that I have with you guys.
No, well, they'll call you directly for them, for the leads.
Yeah.
So they'll call or...
The calling me.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah. And I can have, the customer will call me and, they will take it from there.
Yes.
Well, the good thing about this is, if the customer get a hold of me or I don't call him back, so that will be, it won't be an active lead or I will be paying for the lead because either or we make contact. So that lead shouldn't count like an active lead.
No, so it won't be an active lead if they're outside of your service area or they're asking about services that you don't provide. They're only considered an active lead if you're actually setting an appointment with them.
Yeah, like I said, but they won't be not concerned if you don't make contact with the customer. If you don't make contact with the customer or the customer doesn't make contact to me because either I'm working on a basement or I'm working in an area that I don't get any reception, and the customer's trying to reach me and they didn't leave a voicemail or something like that or when I call back
they don't answer
an appointment because they already picked up another electrician because I didn't make it soon enough through them for emergency call or something, I should not pay for that lead because I
right.
didn't do anything with that.
Right, exactly. So that is So you won't pay for the lead.
I want to make sure because that's the issue I got with
Home Advisor. Yeah.
Home Advisor because they say as soon as you get that lead to you, you already pay for that lead.
No.
And that's what it bothers me because they do that situation to a lot of contractors. They send the lead to four, sometimes to eight contractors. And
yeah.
What happened is, they get charged high dollars for those leads, and they put the scope of work to say the customer did not provide any additional information. Please contact the customer to confirm what type of work they are looking for. Well, for me, that's kind of odd lead because they don't even know what they're charging for.
Right, exactly. So that's why this is such a great solution to that and why I really know that it's going to work the best for you because you're not going to be paying for those leads if you don't make contact with the customer. If they call you and you don't talk to them, then that's not considered a qualified lead. You actually have to set an appointment with them for it to be a qualified lead.
Okay. And when I make an appointment through them, how you verify how we can verify that on both ends that I'm making an appointment, make contact with them, how we can prove that.
So it would be, you marking if it was qualified or not. So that's how it's done.
Well,
you mark it.
Oh, I marked it.
Yeah.
If you are marked as not qualified,
yeah, then it's not qualified.
That means it did not qualify.
Yes. Yeah, so you'll mark that if it's qualified or not.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
So in order to start, yeah, makes sense. So in order to start the application, you need what, 250 you said on the text?
250, yes.
250, and then and then that's just the application.
Yeah, that's the application.
Only. And
yes.
And then I need to get you another $313 for the first month's lead.
Yeah, after the application is processed. Yeah.
So we're looking. Let me take this call to my wife. 1 second.
Sure, I'll hold.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah. So we're looking in total we're looking at $513 to start with that package, correct?
Yeah, it would be $563. So it would be the $313 plus the $250 is $563, but you would only need to pay the $250 right now.
Yeah, I understand, but when I'm going to be charged with when I'm going to pay the other $313.
Hold on, let me.
Because I work on a budget. Everything on my end is a budget.
Let me just check that real quick. I want to make sure. So once you're programmed in, so basically, when you'll pay the application fee right now, then we'll go ahead and set you up for a client interview with Perry. The earliest I have for that, let me see. It's Friday now, so let me just check. So
you have Friday? Yeah.
So the earliest I have for that would be, let's see, hold on, I'm checking his schedule right now.
Because you got to understand, too, this is not going to be active until the application goes through and all that.
Right.
So we gotta make sure that you guys do the background check, do everything what you got to do and everything else.
Right, right.
Because you gotta go through that, right? You gotta verify my license and everything is active.
Yes.
And all that good stuff.
Yes. So
Yeah,
the earliest I have for the client interview is going to be Monday at 12 o'clock. Would you be able to do that?
Client interview.
So that's with Perry. So that's where he'll get you know, get you set up and programmed in and get the application in and you know, get the keywords you want, get all of that set up. So
yeah,
that,
who's gonna be set up or not, but you wanna so that's when I pay the $250.
So today you would pay the $250 and then on Monday you would do the client interview.
The client interview, okay.
Yeah.
And then Monday the interview is that's when I'm gonna be paying what? The $313?
No. No, so that you won't pay the $313 until you're completely programmed in. So until your background pass checks, until all of that goes through. So
yeah, I want to make sure because I cannot be paying everything else at the end of the day. Anything can happen. Say, well, you know what? You cannot be part of the team. But what happened with this money? Well, I'm sorry, but that's all I can tell you. And it has to be the case sometimes. That once they get your money, you're gone.
No, yeah.
I think,
no.
You know, there's a lot of stuff going on in these days that's
yeah.
Very hard to trust people on the other end.
No, completely. I completely understand. So it takes about, it can take up to 4 to 8 weeks to, get, the programming in. So.
Just about how long?
So, okay. So, You do not charge the minimum monthly budget until your advanced verification process has been completed, okay? So that can take 4 to 8 weeks. Then we submit
okay.
Your license, insurance, and background check has been cleared. We have you fill out your own security we have you fill this out for your own security purposes. So the application fee will be right now, and then you won't pay the $313 for 4 to 8 weeks.
Okay, well, that makes a little bit much sense because I gotta work and make some money, but in order to do this, and also I'm thinking about also once I'm budging up with you guys, partnering up with you guys, I'm gonna have to let Angelis goodbye because I cannot be with a company that doesn't provide me any source. It's just about just give me the running around.
Right. So it's basically dependent really on how quickly you fill out this application. So you'd still have the client interview on Monday, and that's when he's going to get everything set up for you. But
so what you mean fill out the application?
So I sent you an email with the application.
Can we fill it out together, or what's the deal?
Well, you can do that with Perry on Monday if you want to do that.
Yeah, because I need someone to walk me through and everything else. I just want to fill out the application and I don't at this point I don't even know what you got question in the application.
Yeah, no. So you can definitely do that with Perry on Monday and fill out the application with him and have him walk you through it.
You did say you send it by email?
I did send it to you by email.
I don't have that application here.
Well, maybe put in my name again, because I did.
Something just came out right now. Google Guarantee application. I got this. Something just a little bit delay on this. My internet might be acting funny. So I got the link, and then I got they sign up to Google. Email or phone number. I'm over here at Google trying to sign up, but I signed up with my phone number. And then is the end of your password. What password should you use?
Oh, well, so, wait, what do you mean? So you don't fill out that application right now. You would do that, so you'd pay for the application fee, then you'd fill that out, and then, you know, you can, and Perry will process that application for you.
So I'm going to have to do nothing right now at this moment?
No. No, just all you have to do right at this moment is just pay for the application fee. So that's it.
Yeah. That's the best thing to get money charged. Yeah, I love that.
Hey, but you're going to be making money, Frank.
Huh?
You're going to be making money. That's the point.
I don't like that. See, I don't like that. You're going to be, but you're ready to make your money for me. Your money's guaranteed right now, but yours is not.
Well, I mean, as long as you have licensing insurance, then everything will be fine. So
no, but man, you're making money right now. As soon as I get that credit card, my money's drained out. But I'm not getting any to return until what, eight weeks?
4 to 8 weeks. As long as you fill out the application as soon as possible. So
yeah.
I mean, and you know, you did. I'm sure you've done this with Home Advisor where you filled out an application, right? And
yeah, but that's all, it doesn't take that long. Usually the background check is the next day.
Oh, the next day. Well, so Google, the reason that Google has this extensive process, like I told you, is because it's, you know, it's called Google Guaranteed because the Google offers the client up to $2,000 in insurance. So mm-hmm. Google is guaranteeing your work to the client. So that's why it's Google Guaranteed. So that's why people will be going to you on Google Guaranteed because you're a guaranteed.
This you tell me that you mentioned that before that that people will be able to use a tablet, a mobile phone. They'll be able to track me with Alexa.
Yeah.
Google.
Yes. Yeah, you will be on phones, mobile devices, you know, and then voice-activated systems like Alexa, yes.
Okay. Yeah, because I heard some of that, but that slipped a little bit on my end because I wasn't sure.
Yeah, no, so you will be programmed into all of those things, you know, because actually it is different programming. Most people don't know that, but you will be programmed into, iPhones, Androids, tablets, and voice-activated systems like Alexa, definitely.
Yeah, I need to because at the end of the day, that's the world we live on these days. People don't go to the yellow pages anymore, don't go to the blue book anymore. Everything has to be on mobile devices or tablets or computers because right now the phones is the people use the phones more than they use the computer in these days.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? Nobody really uses their computer for anything.
No, they do. They do use them still for work and for a lot of
for
things.
Work.
But
everybody uses their phone.
Work,
yeah.
Use on the phone. Get an email, you open on your phone. You
right.
want to send an email, you do it on your phone. They use,
right.
they only, they done with work or anything like that, they need a computer. They put that computer away and they rely everything on the phone.
Right, right. So
yeah.
Let's get you set up then for your client interview. So would Monday work for you?
Yeah, and this in this rating that you asked me, that will be working on the rating mileage. It will be open on the 20 miles rating. That's what I said, right? 10 and 10.
Yeah, yeah, you had said 10, but it goes up to about 25 miles.
Oh, okay. No, that's very expensive in these days. I would like to keep it short.
Okay, yeah, I mean, right, when you understand how marketing works, it really is that specific is better, not more, right?
Yeah.
So it is definitely that having that more specific locations is definitely better, where you're going to get more
yeah.
of that work coming in.
Well, what happened is that people want to, when they look for electricians near me, people who track electricians in the area, they want to get a local electrician right away. They don't want to wait 15, 20 miles for an electrician to come over when yeah. thousands of electricians pop up in 10 miles radius.
Right, exactly. Definitely. That's
I don't know why people go 25-mile radius, but that's impossible. That's on the other hand, you target somebody else, source of work.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, that's exactly, I always say that, so you kind of took the words out of my mouth. You know, that's true. When somebody's looking for an electrician near them, they're not wanting to go to the person that's, you know, 50 miles away, right? They're wanting to stay with the people that are closer to them. So,
I learned on the hard way. Home Advisor put me when I first opened the account. They opened me with a 25 rating, and I was like, I was going to see the jobs far away, and then I was losing the jobs close to my end. I'm like, and then what you guys do? I said, well, you got more chances to get more leads and more work when you spend more and more. I'm like, why are you going to go fish on the sea where I can get sharks and eat me, where I can just get little fish close to my house and I'll be eating already?
No, that's right. It is definitely better to stay closer. I would completely agree with that. So
especially with kids, any emergency, you gotta go to the school or anything like that. You just go in and time to time find a babysitter, you drop it, you get back to your job. But if
right.
you have 25 ratings, it would be 50 miles.
Right, right.
From one point to another.
Right. So, yes, it's definitely better to stay more local. So we would list you at the peak business hours of your day to be more local. So, yes,
yeah.
That is what we would do. So, okay, so I have you set up for your client interview. So, again, it's going to be from 12 to 1. Okay, just allow that hour slot. It doesn't mean that it's going to take an hour. It's just going to be, you know, that hour slot that he might be finishing up with somebody before you, and then Perry will be calling you, okay? So,
in order for the payments, that's another question that I have, for payment purposes, for monthly and pay the difference, we're going to start with 314 to start, but then that payment the next month is going to change based on the work that I take. So who's going to be paying the difference of that amount that I will owe in based on the credits that I'm going to have burned on that particular month? So how am I going to get the bill? Do I call someone and submit the bill, or I just go online? How that process works?
So it will be coming out of your card directly.
Oh, it'll be an auto pay.
Yes, yeah.
Guys gonna have a car to hold.
Yes, yeah. Mhm.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So you got those.
Okay. So, Frank, the phone number that's always gonna be best to get a hold of you on is gonna be this phone number, right?
Oh, yeah. You get another phone and you forget it. We're not doing any business.
Okay. Yeah, right. That's right. You said that. So
creative right now at the end. You almost there. You almost got me. So
So your address is 9810 Bradrock Road?
Yeah, Bradrock Road, Silver Spring, Maryland. That's correct.
Okay. So then the card you're going to be using, is it going to be a company card or a personal card?
No, everything is going to be company card.
Okay.
On the personal card, everything is company, because company got more secure than anything else, because if anything happens, I can always cancel.
Okay. And then the company card, does it have your name on it as well?
Yeah, it has both.
Okay, and is it going to be
actually, it's under the business. I don't think I'm my name. Let me double check that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's under both. It's under Frank. David Velasquez also is under A&D Electrical Services.
Okay. And
you got to put it under A&D because I don't want that to come under Frank Velasquez because the tax people are going to have a problem with me if I'm using that.
Okay. Okay, I'll do that.
Under A&D.
Okay. And is it going to be a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. So, Frank, when you give me that card number, give it to me 4 digits at a time, and I'll repeat it back to you, okay?
Okay. So, this guy, Jerry, see, I'm very hard to get my card out before I might make all the questions. Because I know when I'm done with this card, you're going to say, have a good day.
No, well, so you have your client interview on Monday, so you'll be talking to Perry there on Monday.
How are gonna get a receipt on this? You're gonna email me a receipt, or what's the deal?
Hold on.
I need to have something back. I just pay and that's it. No, I need to have something back.
Yeah, so you'll get an invoice, right?
Uh-huh.
You will get an invoice, okay?
I would like to get an invoice, but I just pay right now, explaining that I'm paying for, and also I'm going to get an invoice. I need something to explain that I'm still pending $313 that will be paid between 4 and 8 weeks, whatever you put in there. That way I know that I'm tracking what I'm tracking in order to get your payments up.
Well, so Perry will be able to send you that with the 4 to 8 weeks. He'll be able to send you that aspect of it. But I can send you an invoice of what you're paying today.
Now, my car, it won't be on hold today.
No. It'll just be charged today.
Yeah, it'll just be charged today. And then once we agreed everything goes up. Then that way the car, I'm assuming, is going to be on hold in order to deduct the money that I have on the lease, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So, go ahead and give me that card number 4 digits at a time, and I'll repeat it back to you. I'm ready when you are.
Okay. That would be
4034. Uh-huh. 9330. 9330. 5290. 6074. Okay. And then what's the 3-digit code on the back?
477.
And the expiration?
0423.
Okay. Okay, I think I'm missing a digit, actually. Can you repeat that one more time? I'm sorry.
What was that?
The card number, I think I'm missing a digit. Can you say the card number one more time?
4034.
4034.
6074.
Okay. Okay. And so then, okay. So then you're all good to go with that. Mm-hmm. Your client interview is going to be on Monday from 12 to 1, okay? Make sure that you, you answer the phone. It will be from hold on. 1 second. Let me make sure the number. Okay. And then, let's see here. Okay, so I'm sending you Perry's phone number, okay?
Yeah.
So I just sent it to you in a text message.
Yeah, Perry LSA director.
Yes. Okay, and then you should have gotten...
What an LSA stay for?
It stands for local service application.
Okay.
So, and then also you did also get I am so sorry that I am just jumbling over my words right now. So, Frank, you should have gotten also a text message
you
that
says... You're more excited than I am right now with partying with you guys. I should be the starlet one.
No, I'm sorry. I'm trying to think and talk at the same time.
You see how people get paid, they get so excited.
Yeah, no, well, it's not, I mean, I'm excited to have you on Google Guaranteed. I'm definitely excited for that. That's exciting stuff. But, Frank, you should have gotten...
Get me, you know how many calls I get people trying to get with me with that?
Well,
I
know I'm special, Frank. Come on, you know, let's get real.
No,
you know.
You have answered me a lot of questions, and you got me. I like that you be honest and say you got two options, and you have three. But then the most expensive one, I don't think I'm there yet. Maybe in the future, but I think
yeah.
I'm doing a good start by picking something in the middle.
I think this is a really good fit for your company. So, Frank, you should have gotten, you should have gotten, I was just going to say you should have gotten a text message that says, Frank, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Did you get that?
Yes, the Local Splash is welcome. If you have any questions, please feel free to call us, and I got all the info here.
Okay, so press on that link right there.
Uh-huh, support, Splash Locals?
No, where it says My Local Splash Terms.
My support local splash, and then what is the other link? My local terms, uh-huh.
Press on
you
that.
Click that?
Yeah.
That's
and
my
so,
phone number.
Yeah, and it has your phone number. So that's the link for
mm-hmm.
your invoice. So this is everything
okay.
that we discussed in writing. So it's
okay.
the LSA and all of that. So this is the application fee. Do me a favor and press the little white box that says I certify that I'm authorized holder and signer of the credit card.
Okay. Yeah, you, say, sincerely. So this is like a receipt that you sent me what I just paid. And this
yes.
this is like the package that I just purchased, right? This is what explained it to me and all these are little, and all these services, Google Business Profile, Optimization, Directory, this is all the stuff that I'm getting on that package, right?
Well, so you're getting the LSA. So you'll get the Google Workspace, but not the Google Ads. That would be the other package that I talked about.
So the package that I'm getting is the one that says the LSA-A.
Yes, exactly.
That's my package.
Yeah, but it says it there at the bottom where it says payments. You see that?
Hey, you just worry about payments.
Well, it says right below payments, it says products included, LSA application fee.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, the LSA application setup fee, $250, cost $250, product included cost. And there's basically I certify that I am the authorization holder of the signature of the credit card. You want me to click on that box?
Yeah, click on the box, and then below that where it has your name, press sign, and then press confirm signature.
Okay, I have sign here. there's a red arrow. So click on that.
Yeah, after you put in your name.
Oh, I gotta put my name first?
Yeah, you have to put your name in there. In the where it says sign.
Oh, so I just print my name, I don't sign it.
No, yeah, you just print it. You just type it.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, receive is of 4/15/2022. Confirm sign. What's going on? Confirm. Oh, you didn't use my W.
No. Oh, I did. Okay, I'm sorry.
It won't let me go through it because I signed as a Frank W. Velasquez. So you got me also just as a Frank Velasquez.
Well, I can go ahead and change that if you wanted to have the W.
No big deal. No big deal. Let's write into do it. So on my profile is going to appear like Frank Velasquez, right?
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. Somebody needs to know my middle name.
Okay.
So now, it still doesn't let me go.
Oh, what is it saying?
Now it says, signature did not match. Please type your name exactly as it is appear for Frank Velasquez.
Yeah, so it would be Frank space Velasquez. So it's, capital
no,
F.
You have something wrong. You spell my name wrong. You need to have an S. It's Velasquez. So you missed
okay.
A letter. That's I put it the way it's supposed to be. It's a V-E-L-A-S-Q-U-E-Z.
Okay.
You spell it right when you thought it, you told my last name. But then when you wrote it down, that's why it's not matching.
So let me clarify that. It's V-E-L-A-S-Q-U-E-Z?
Easy, yeah, but you forgot the S.
Okay, I will update that right now. Okay, hold on. Sorry, I'm sorry about that, Frank. I'm sorry, forgive me.
I signed up correctly, but then I'm looking at the top because this right here is not matching what your name is. So I look at it and say, well, that explains why.
Yeah, no, I'm changing it right now.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the W. I'm worried about the last name correctly, yeah. I definitely worry about that.
No, I just went ahead and updated it, okay? So, let me see here.
No, I got to disregard this invoice. You're going to send me a new one, or what's the deal?
No, just go ahead and sign that one like it says, and I will change it in my system. So, I went ahead and changed everything in my system right now, so that it's all updated in the system, but you can just sign it like how it says there right now.
No, just send me a fresh one. I want to have it right.
Okay, hold on.
Just refresh and send it back. That way I know it's already fixed, yeah?
Okay, hold on. Let me see if that did it. Okay, that I just sent it to you again with the right one.
Not a problem. Okay, now it shows, okay. I'm gonna go back to the link again. Let me not link it though. Let me go here. Moving option our SMS communication. What does that mean?
Where?
I have another one over here that say mobile. Got my number and say option out of SSM communication.
Oh, that just means if you don't want to, if you want to opt out of text messages.
Is you if you want to tap out?
Opt out, like if you don't want to do text messaging.
No, I love text messages.
Yeah, then don't press that box.
I'm sorry about this, but I like to do this right from the...
You know, this has been great, really. I mean, I do appreciate you, Frank. I appreciate all your questions. I'm here to help. You know, it makes it easier for me when you have a lot of questions, actually. So...
I would say, ask a big question from the beginning. That way you'll be straight. Don't sign a paper and ask questions later, because when you sign that contract, we got problems.
Right, exactly. That's true.
Always that way, before I sign a contract, I like to go over a couple of times with my clients and say, anything that doesn't fit on that, and you have a curiosity to know a little bit more on detailing, I'm here to help, and I really, really, really want to answer all your questions you might have. And people love, you know, customer service goes a long way.
Yeah, no, it does, definitely. I mean, I love questions. You know, that's what I'm here for. You know, literally, it's to answer questions. So, it's a lot better than somebody that's just like,
No,
you know, those people. Yeah, those people bother me. It's like, do you have a thought? You know, come on now.
A word can come out of that mouth besides the huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah. those people like, really do bother me. Yeah.
It just bothers me. It's like I'm just thinking, I can record that little thing like, and answer myself. And once you get up here as a username and password to log in.
So just go ahead and save that, okay? So, go ahead and save that. That'll be for your reporting dashboard. Well, so you'll have that emailed to you. So that was already emailed to you. So I did, your invoice was emailed to you, as well as the reporting dashboard will be emailed to you between 1 and 3 business days. Okay.
So I'm trying to understand what this means, the username and password. So
it's just to log into your system for Local Splash. So it will just be for you to be able to log in to see everything going with your program. Okay.
Okay. So I don't have anything like that at this moment.
No. You'll get that within 1 to 3 business days.
Okay. Yeah, it closed up back again. But it's on my email, so I can open anything. Every time I want, I can open the email.
Yes. You'll get it in the email. So it was already sent to you, actually. So you got the invoice in the email. I did send you the application. So go ahead and look that over. And then, Frank, you will have that client interview with Perry on Monday from 12 to 1, okay?
You said the application, I can review that just yet until Monday.
Well, you can look it over. You can look it over and just, you know, at least start getting maybe if you have your business license, start getting.
I shouldn't have it. I have everything under control, man.
Okay,
All I need is the state license, right?
Yeah, you need the business license for the state, yeah, as long as you're licensed, yeah, insured. And then when it expires, you know, just a picture of it. And then that's it, and you'll be good, okay?
All right.
And well, then, so, I'll, yeah, and I'll send you my text message again with my extension and phone number. I know I already sent it to you, but I'll send it again, so...
Email me companies that you guys work already, that you have a first page of Google, the companies that you already work, actually that I'd be able to track them. Not to call them, anything like that, but I want to know people that you already have be, help on the path. I wanted to ask you on that, but you sent me an example of it, but that was like a screenshot. It was not a real-life kind of thing.
No, well, so we're not actually allowed to give out that information without the customer's permission. So,
I can go and check any company on Google that you guys have helped. That anybody can see that information. That's nothing to do with the privacy.
Okay, well, Perry would be able to do that with you on Monday. He'll be able to give you that information on Monday.
You see what I'm saying? That's the kind of things when we pay, we don't get all that goody. If you would have hold up a little bit,
For the local service application, I mean, I just, like I said, I just don't know if we're allowed to give out information about other companies we're working with
What I was trying to do is go to Google and try to find out companies you're already working with.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. So if...
The companies that are partnered with me. But you guys are working with them.
Well, right now, we're not working with anybody in your area that does what you do. So there's nobody in your area that does what you we're working with.
So that'd be irrelevant, but I'm not in my area. In anywhere that you guys work. Let's say if you have a Google company on where you guys are in California. Electric company in California, something will come up and it will tell me the company. I know it's one affiliated to you guys.
Okay. Let's see.
And this has nothing to do with the breaking the law or anything like that or the security on the company or anything like that. It's just a matter of it. Then I want to know who's the I don't even take that as a competition because we're not on the same state.
Right. Let me see. Hold on.
And I request all these companies for everybody, and I don't have any problems. And that's sometimes that's what they get me. They answer all my questions. They give me everything else. They are so nice and everything else. And when it comes to everything else, it's like, okay, you did everything that I wanna know, but I wanted to hear that. Yeah, I did. But at the end of the day, you did not deliver anything for me.
Well, so I'm asking my boss right now if he can get that for me, and I can go ahead and email that to you, okay?
Okay, sounds good. No problem. No string attached.
Okay.
Lunch over here, too. So I'm about to have lunch with my daughter. And then let's see how we can make business together and see how everything goes this association, see if we can make it work.
Okay, all right, Frank, I really do appreciate it. Again, just make sure you answer your phone for Perry on Monday, okay?
I will do my best. I'm going to put an alarm at 11:30 to send me out a reminder, and then we take it from there.
Okay, all right, sounds great. I do appreciate everything. I know you're going to love this, Frank, and, you know, thank you again for your time, okay?
I definitely will. Like I said, you did answer a lot of questions. Now, hopefully... Everything that we discuss and everything else works the way we say it's going to work and what I'm thinking is going to work. Let's see what happens, and then I'll be able to extend to invest in money with Home Advisor or Angel List. I'm going to have them to let them go. And we now the you say I got to talk to Perry on that link that I need to people leave reviews on Google and stuff like that, those reviews. That will be my own reviews, right? Because right now, yes. The problem I got with with the home advisor, the all the leaves, if you have closed the account with them, all those leaves are going to be thrown in the trash because it's a private network.
Right, right. Yeah, we can't take their reviews because it is, you're right, it is a private network. So, it would be, completely separate reviews on Google.
Yeah, I do have a few reviews on Google. I don't know how much I got. And those was when I was partnered up with 41 Locals. Because I did have them to do some work in order to be on Google. And I registered everything else, but that's the only way they couldn't talk from me. Those reviews they couldn't not take from me. But it's very poor for year and a half that I worked with that company. It just got me to, I don't know if it's 6 or 4 reviews that I got on Google. It's not a whole lot. I know that.
You have 5.
Oh, okay. I was not too far.
Yeah. No, I saw that you had 5. So, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, and just so you know, the phone might disconnect in just a couple of minutes here. So I did check with my boss. He's gonna check on getting me those people, and I'll go ahead and email that to you. Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you for everything, and I'm looking to talking with you in the future.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Frank. Take care. Have a good Easter.
Happy Easter to you. Have a great, 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 great weekend. God bless you.
God bless. Bye.